News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
A new not-for-profit system to replace direct provision will be in place by December 2024, according to a white paper due to be launched today by Minister for Children, Roderick O'Gorman. And joining me now to discuss this is the CEO of the Irish Refugee Council, Nick Henderson. Nick, the government looks like it's set to end its two-decade-long reliance on direct provision. I presume you're welcoming this.
Yeah, we are. We're welcoming the report very much so. It's a very important moment in a long campaign to end direct provision. I checked our records last night and we first called for an end to this system way back in October 2001. There is a wealth of reports, huge amount of reports that would reach your ceiling of your kitchen if you put them one on upon each other of what's wrong with the system, but now we need to move to ending it. So there's lots to welcome. There are a couple of weaknesses that we've identified so far, but ultimately we welcome it. And now everything shifts to implementation.
You mentioned the weaknesses. What we're hearing is going to happen is that newly arrived asylum seekers will spend about 4 months in state-owned reception centres and then be moved out into other forms of accommodation. Is that what you're looking for? Is this a good system that's being introduced?
Yeah, that's what we're looking for, and that broadly reflects what was contained and recommended in the Catherine Day Advisory Group report that was published last October. Three stages of accommodation, as you say, stage one in reception centres, stage two is owned or accommodation in the community, and stage three accommodation, if you get a positive decision, is that you move on and out into the community. One of the weaknesses we've identified is that the report doesn't take forward the recommendation contained in the Catherine Day report about dealing with the backlog to current decision making. Direct provision as it stands is dysfunctional. There's around 7,000 people in that system. People are waiting nearly 2 years for a decision on their application, and that waiting time is going up due to COVID. So we need a way to reset the current system. It's a completely different matter in to implementing a new system with 7,000 people already in it compared to implementing a new system with only, say, 3,000.
And what are you looking for those 7,000? You're looking for some system of fast tracking, is it?
Yeah, so what the Catherine Day report recommended was that people who had been in the system for more than 2 years would be offered permission to remain, to stay in Ireland, which in effect would reduce the backlog of people waiting for a decision on their application. There are approximately 3,500 cases backlogged at the International Protection Office.
So a form of amnesty, as it were, is what you think would be best.
Yeah, that word isn't used in the Catherine Day report. It's described as a case processing mechanism.
But you know what I mean. You take my point.
Yeah, exactly. Very much so. Yeah. And it's crucial, I think, to begin the process of implementation. We need to be starting from a system that is almost reset.
Okay.
But there are lots of other things in the report that we would welcome, but that's a key observation.
Can I ask
you
one last question briefly, Nick? Just public support for the ending of direct provision has increased over the last decade or so and is quite high now, I would suggest. Has that been key in this?
I think it has, very much so. I think as a society, we know now that the weight of history is against direct provision. People are extremely uncomfortable with the idea of people living in segregation, ultimately, on the edge of our communities, on the edge of our towns. Congregated settings are wrong. We know that from the mother and baby homes. And we know that from the last year, also from the pandemic, which has really been difficult for people in direct provision.
Look, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That is the CEO of the Irish Refugee Council there, Nick Henderson.